This is just an open mic. Anybody can say what they want. They can ask questions. They can just give an opinion. Sound off.
I have a question. If you didn't have a heartbeat, would you be alive?
Me?
Yes, you.
If I did not have a heartbeat, I would be dead.
Definitely. So,
we'd have to say, if I didn't have a heartbeat, and then we'd have to give some qualifications, qualifiers, like for a certain amount of time, and they weren't able to revive me and restart my heart, etc., etc. But yes, if I didn't have a heartbeat for, say, a day, I would be dead.
So, when there's not a heartbeat, you can't say you're killing a child, because it really wasn't a child there yet. Could you say that?
Well, you're right that at implantation, there is no heart. The heart starts to form in the next few days, and then you have a functioning primitive heart. It's not a four-chambered heart, but it's a primitive heart at about 3 weeks, about 21 days. So before that period, you don't have a heart. That's correct. I don't think that makes the unborn or the embryo not an organism or not human or not living, though, because it's clearly living. Sperm and egg are alive. They come together to produce something that's alive, that grows throughout the stages of human development.
I mean, I just believe that if there's a heartbeat, there's a human. If there's not a heartbeat, it's still not a human. It's like, I'll just say, when you jack off, sperm comes out, and it's the exact same thing as when it goes inside the girl. In the girl, you know, it's not a living. It's not alive. When you see all these protests and they call people killers and stuff like that, they can't be killers because you're not even killing a human being because there's not a heartbeat yet. That's what I feel about that. Once there's a heartbeat, yeah, abortion is wrong. But if there's not a heartbeat yet, I mean, there's really nothing wrong with it. That's how I feel.
So abortion at after 3 weeks would be a 5-week abortion or after, because there's a 2-week difference in how we calculate the age of the child and the age of a pregnancy. So a 5-week abortion and after, would you agree with me that we should make that illegal?
I agree. I believe that once there's a heartbeat, there's a living organism inside of you, and there shouldn't be abortion. But before that, you should take care of it. And if you didn't, it was because you were irresponsible. And don't say there's protection and things like that, but sometimes those things fail, like birth control fail, condoms fail. And if you're mature about it and take care of your business, you're going to know that you're pregnant 3 weeks in. So if you take care of it then, I feel like it's all right. But once there's a heartbeat, that's when it's wrong.
And what's your name?
Rolando.
Rolando, I'm Steve. And so it sounds like you and I we agree on about 1 million abortions a year. There's about 1 million abortions, actually more than that, that are at the 5-week stage and after. In fact, almost all surgical abortions take place at that stage or after. So can we agree that almost all abortions should be illegal then?
I feel like most of them, I feel like once you have to go to the doctor and she has to be put down and stuff like that, that is wrong. The abortion pill, you can take it, 3-4 weeks in?
Are you talking about RU486, the abortion technique that's a two-pill chemical technique?
The pill that dissolves in your mouth and it goes in through your saliva glands and then... Yeah, that one.
Okay. Well, there's different pills that people take that people talk about in this debate, and that's why I was asking to clarify. RU486 is a two-pill technique, mifepristone and then misoprostol. Mifepristone detaches an embryo from the uterus, and misoprostol causes a woman to expel that dead embryo or the embryo that's in the process of dying. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think so. I believe. I think it is.
It's called
the abortion pill. That's pretty much how it's called.
Well, some people are also concerned about morning after pills. That's a different technique.
No, I'm not. I know the morning after pill is a different thing from the abortion pill. The abortion pill, you have 3 months. The day after pill, you have 47 hours.
Yeah, and I think you're right that you have from about 4 weeks to 9 weeks gestation. That would be a 2-week child to a 7-week child to use the RU486 technique. And so even most of RU486 abortions are after heartbeat has started. So I don't think that. Do you agree with those abortions?
I just agree that if you're going to be having sexual relationships, you should be responsible. And once you're late, doesn't matter if it's a day, 2 dates, go take a pregnancy test. And
if you don't have enough time to do it.
Excuse me?